You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Election Day is less than 3 weeks away, and Congressmember John Katko says it's time for his opponent to denounce what he calls a radical and out-of-touch resistance group.
If Dana Balter is serious about being a partisan voice for our community in Washington, she should step down immediately from the CNY Solidarity Coalition. She should disavow their radical activities, and she should pledge to the district that she won't campaign with them.
Katko says Central New Yorkers deserve an independent voice in Congress, and Dana Balter's participation with the coalition indicates that she's not a bipartisan candidate. Katko says the group's hostile and aggressive tactics have no place in this campaign. He recalled this confrontation from May of last year outside DeWitt Animal Hospital, when more than a dozen protesters led by Jonah Minkoff-Zern held a car door open while pressing Katko on President Trump's tax returns.
How dare you sit in there?
You voted seven times since you promised that you would vote to reveal Trump's taxes. You voted no seven times. Will you sign the discharge petition?
We're
asking you to sign the discharge petition. Seven times.
You
want an answer?
When's the last time a congressional race has had this kind of vitriol and this kind of resistance and this kind of nastiness? There isn't been any, right? Because that's not how we do it here in Central New York. We sit down and have a beer and talk about it. And that's what I've always done. And that's what I always do. Listen, a lot of times we don't agree on the issues, but we try to find common ground. And that's what we need to get back to.
Katko says Balter was part of the group's protest last month targeting workers at Lockheed Martin with what he calls nasty signs and rhetoric. He also believes the group is responsible for sending threatening letters to his home address. The U.S. Secret Service is currently investigating the source and content of these messages. Katko says he has no problems with protesting, but believes Balter should separate herself from the coalition.
She is not only a part of that group, she is one of the founding members of the group, and that group's total goal is to resist. Resist everything the other side is doing. You can have pitch battles on a playing field. That's no problem. I don't begrudge that at all.
That playing field he refers to includes campaign ads. Katko has approved ads that target Balter, and a fact check by other media outlets found some to be inaccurate and misleading. Katko believes voters want a moderate candidate this term and that he has a track record for being bipartisan as a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus. Katko notes he's making progress in areas including healthcare and infrastructure, but groups like CNY Solidarity Coalition will set them back. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.